IQ of under 64.
Yeah.
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio, Radio, Radio.
This is Bart. Welcome to show number 27. Let's get the ball rolling, run through the checklist. Ask Good Chinako. Well, we got everything today. We got politics, we got sports, we got money, we got news, we got a bunch of everything, so let's go. It's a big, big show.
This is www.bartcop.com.
In the Oval Office this morning with the President of the United States. Mr. President, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Thank you, sir.
On Friday, you announced a commission to look into intelligence failures regarding the Iraq War and our entire intelligence community. You have been reluctant to do that for some time. Why?
Well, first let me kind of step back and talk about intelligence in general, if I might. Intelligence is a vital part of fighting and winning the war against the terrorists.
So the question was, why have you been so reluctant to allow someone to look at the intelligence failures? And Bush never answered it. He never got close to answering it. And Tim, who is more whore than journalist, just let it go right by. Why in the hell, Tim, didn't you say, excuse me, Mr. President, but I asked why you were reluctant to get into this. And then you give some long rambling thing about why intelligence is important. Please answer the question, Mr. President. That's how a journalist would have handled it, Rustard.
Prime Minister Blair has set up a similar commission in Great Britain.
Yeah.
His is going to report back in July.
Right.
Ours is not going to be until March of 2005, 5 months after the presidential election.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the American people have the benefit of the commission before the election?
Well, the reason why we gave it time is because we didn't want it to be hurried. This was a strategic look, kind of a big picture look about the intelligence gathering capacities of the United States of America.
Another non-answer, and Rustard just let it go. Albers said that he's put so much bullshit on this committee that it's going to take him a year to get anything done. He just piled on and piled on. Look at this, look at that. Go after Janet Jackson, go after Paul O'Neill, go after the North Koreans, go after the Chinese, refight the war in Vietnam. Let's go through impeachment again. Let's get the money. He just put everything in the world on this commission instead of saying what went wrong with this Iraq business. He decided to make it a year-long thing just to put it off to after the election. Russia doesn't call him on it. Russia doesn't ask why. Russia doesn't say, well, how come Britain can do it in a couple of months and it's going to take us a year? What's wrong, Mr. President? What are you trying to hide? No, Russia won't say anything like that because this is not an interview. It's a hand job.
There's going to be ample time for the American people to assess whether or not I made good calls, whether or not I used good judgment, whether or not I made the right decision.
I think America already knows that you're a big fuck-up, Mr. President. Everything you've touched has turned to shit. You've destroyed the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. You've ruined the economy. You sent us in a war we didn't need to get stuck in. Now we're over there for how many years? We got 500 dead. America knows you fucked that up, but the problem is you've got the media, the entire media, backing you 100%. So they're going to tell us what a great job you did and how much better things would be because of your decisions than they would have been had you acted differently.
The commission I set up, Tim, is one that will help future presidents. Lessons learned in Iraq and lessons learned in Afghanistan prior to us going in. Lessons learned that we can apply to both Iran and North Korea.
The lesson learned here is don't vote for a lying son of a bitch Republican for president. Well, I'm sorry, we didn't. The Supreme Court raped us.
I'm a war president.
Swear to Koresh. He said that with a big, giant smirk on his face.
I'm a wartime president.
Yeah, yeah. You're a wartime president like Fredo was a wartime consigliere.
I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
War on his mind. I doubt he can spell war. It's too big a word for him.
Will you testify before the commission?
This commission?
No, you dumb son of a bitch. The Warren Commission, which was done 40 years ago. What the fuck is wrong with you? He acts like a little kid. He's going to buy a few more... This commission right here? You mean the one that you and I are talking about at this moment? You know, he goes through that because he's trying to think of an answer. He's trying to avoid the question. And, of course, Russert will never, ever call him on it. Russert said, will you testify? And he said, well, I don't know. I'll talk. But no, the truth is he can't be put under oath because he might accidentally spill the beans. And when he spills the beans, trillions of dollars in stolen money will go into the toilet, and they'll have to pay it back. They'll go to prison. It'll all be over. None of them can get under oath. None of the top people, you're not going to find, well, I'll take that back. They might, because they know the Democrats are going to act just like Russert. If they ever get under oath, all the Democrats are going to act just like Russert. They're going to ask them a tough question. They're going to mealy-mouth some bullshit lie answer, and they'll say, oh, okay, that's good enough for me. Now we're done. Besides, presidents only have to testify when it's about consensual sex. They never have to testify when 500 brave men are dead because the son of a bitch fucked up. No, that's not worth bothering the testimony there. Why do they always let the bad guys off? They always let the murdering bank robbers go, and then they crucify the jaywalkers. I just can't believe it. It happens again and again because the Democrats are too pussy to stand up and do something right.
You know, I don't testify. I mean, I'd be glad to visit with them. I'd be glad to share with them knowledge. I'd be glad to make recommendations if they ask for some. I'm interested in getting. I'm interested in making sure the intelligence gathering works well. Listen, we've got some fine. Let me again just give you a sense of where I am on the.
And once again, instead of answering the question, Bush goes off on some long, long, long ass rambling monologue about a bunch of nothing. And of course, Russert takes it. You know, if you go to, I think it's issue 129. Go to issue 129. That's the thing, I think it's called Bart Cop Meets the Whore or something like that. But I took a transcript of whatever Sunday that was. I went to the NBC website, got a transcript verbatim of every question that Russert asked that day. I didn't know it at the time. His guest was John Podesta, who I'd never heard of until that day. I thought, well, who is this guy? Why is he getting grilled about which breast of Monica's did Clinton lick first? How the fuck is this guy supposed to know something? And Bush kept hammering him and hammering. I'm sorry, Russert kept hammering and hammering this poor Podesta guy. He just hammered him again and again. Why did he do it? When did he do it? How many times? Which one did he lick first? Again and again, hammering the bastard. And Podesta's going, I. You know, all he could do is take it, because he didn't want to appear rude. That's why I wrote that, don't make me come across this desk and fuck you up, Russert, kind of little monologue comeback. But again, Russert is the biggest bulldog of all time if he's got a hapless, scared Democrat sitting there. But if there's ever a Republican, it's just one giant hummer and a hand job. That's all you can get out of Tim fucking Russert.
I strongly believe the CIA is ably led by George Tenet.
His job is not in jeopardy.
No, not at all.
As far as I know, that was the only question he answered in the entire 55 minutes. Everything else, every other single damn question he was asked, he would just take off on some stupid monologue that had nothing to do with anything, and Russert just let him go. But that one question he answered, probably because he wants Tenet to know that his job is safe, so Tenet won't be talking about anything. They were joking the other day, Tenet's job is so secure, if he were to leave and write a book, Bush would certainly lose the election. So they got to be real nice to Tenet.
There's another commission right now looking into September 11th.
Yeah.
Will you testify before that commission?
We have given extraordinary cooperation with Chairman Keene and Hamilton. As you know, we made an agreement on what's called presidential daily briefs, so they could see the information the CIA provided me.
There he goes again. Russert asks him, will you testify on this other committee? And he says, oh, we've cooperated. We've talked to him. I give him briefings. Russert, make him answer the damn question. Make him say, no, I can't be put under oath because there's God fucking no telling what I'll say. If there's just some way we could have gotten Russert to do his damn job and ask questions and demand answers to him, we would have learned a lot in that, and people would lose a tremendous amount of confidence in Bush. But the way it is, people look at that and say, oh, Bush answered those questions great, because Russert never calls him on anything. Russert is part of the team. That's why he picked Russert for the interview, because he knew he'd get softballs and he would never get a follow-up.
And I made the decision, obviously, to take our case to the international community in the hopes that we could do this, achieve the disarmament of Saddam Hussein peacefully.
Holy cow, the monkey said something that was half true. Yes, you did take your case to the world community, and they said, you don't have a case. There's no reason to go to war. There's no reason for you to bomb Baghdad. There's no reason for your $400 billion military to go beat up a $4 million military. The whole world begged you not to do it, but that hard-on just wouldn't wait. You just had to kill something. You just had to steal some oil. You just had to get your points up a few notches. So you went against the entire world, except for one man, Tony Blair, stood with you. The rest of the world begged you, please don't fuck up. Please don't do this. And you told the whole world to fuck off. You were going to do it with or without him. And then you went ahead and did it because you stole your way into power and you got the biggest military in the world. You're the biggest bully the planet's ever seen.
Meet the press. Yes, in an attempt to quell the growing controversy over the failure to find WMDs in Iraq, President Bush sat down with NBC's Tim Russert yesterday morning, and as you can imagine, given the taped format and extensive preparation time, the president was well prepared for the grilling.
This is a vital question. Well, Tim...
to meet the press. President Bush's agenda for the interview was simple, and he laid it out.
There's going to be ample time for the American people to assess whether or not I made good calls, whether or not I used good judgment. And I look forward to talking to the American people about why I made the decisions I made.
Really? Because, you know, since you're giving an hour-long interview on national TV... this might be a good time to do that.
Or you
could just stick to the talking points.
Because the war against terrorists, these kind of shadowy networks, we have gotten struck by terrorists. This is a dangerous world.
Okay, you know what? This could be a while. So if you're going to play at home, remember, it's a shot of tequila each time he says terror, danger, or madman. Go!
And I see dangerous... that exist, whereas he was a dangerous man. I don't think America can stand by and hope for the best from a madman. In other words, you can't rely upon a madman, and he was a madman. But Saddam Hussein was a danger to America. Containment doesn't work with a man who is a madman. I know I'm getting repetitive. He was a dangerous man in the dangerous part of the world.
Dangerous madman. For the next interview, bring limes. Russert went on to ask about the newly formed congressional WMD panel's convenient post-election deadline.
Shouldn't the American people have the benefit of the commission before the election?
Well, the reason why we gave it time is because we didn't want it to be hurried.
The president added, seriously, I mean, we rushed into the war and that blew. Besides, it's not like Bush won't be actively involved in the panel's work.
Will you testify before the commission?
This commission? You know, I don't testify. I mean, I'd be glad to visit with them.
Visit with them. Just what a high-level commission on intelligence failures needs most, a gentleman caller.
Oh, Senator, I do declare all this talk of sex of intelligence, it don't give me the vapors.
The president made clear all this controversy about our reasons for invading Iraq pale in comparison to how well things have gone since then.
Did we miscalculate how we would be treated and received in Iraq?
Well, I think we are welcomed in Iraq.
It's very interesting. Apparently, the rocket-propelled grenade is the Iraqi equivalent of aloha. Now, if there was one lesson to be drawn from Bush's appearance yesterday, it's that he doesn't have to be forthcoming or honest. And he's the first one to tell you why.
I'm a war president.
He added, I guess I should have told you that back in 2000.
Bart Cop Radio. If you don't know, we're not going to tell you.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag.